Good morning. Today is Tuesday, December the 29th. Joining us this morning from the city of Fortuna, Chief Casey Day. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I see the old coffee's kicked in. Oh, are you ready for our why do we say that? This one's almost legal related.
Okay.
All right. Star Chamber. Where do we get the expression Star Chamber Proceedings?
Boy, I'm going to take a quick pass on that one.
All right. Star Chamber as a name for a court of justice that is a bit more arbitrary than just comes from an ancient English high court of that name, noted for its arbitrary methods and rules. It was called the Star Chamber because stars were painted on the ceiling of the chamber in which the judges met.
Very interesting.
Pretty straightforward stuff.
Yep.
Not like dungeon.
No.
Oh, boy. So how was the holiday season for law enforcement?
You know, down in Fortuna, things were really great this year. It was a little different having Christmas party virtually, which is how we kind of celebrated as an organization this year. And, of course, you know, just when everybody's getting used to Zoom, now you're trying to do a virtual Christmas party via Zoom. So it was a little different, but we made the most of it, and everybody had fun and did a little Secret Santa and had our Christmas tree up in the lobby. And so really no complaints. We made the most of it. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, it's got to be a little bit different because you're used to the gatherings and seeing gatherings and kind of having that feeling on the streets of gathering and holiday and that stuff. And it really, at least for a lot of us, it was so different. It really wasn't. It was just different.
Yeah, exactly. And especially coming in new, I came to Fortuna in July and, kind of with all these expectations of being able to, I think we talked about before, being a part of the rodeo and just some of the other events that haven't gone on since my arrival.
But they didn't tell you about the dunk tank either.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a polar bear dunk tank, you know that?
No, I didn't know it was a polar bear.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, yeah. Then I probably shouldn't say too much.
Got to keep it a secret. But, it was just, it was something I really wanted to do. I had big, grandiose plans for the Christmas party and, kept telling the members that, it was something that I was definitely going to stick to. And, of course, COVID gets to the point that it is, and we all have to be responsible. And so it is what it is. We as I said, we did the best that we could. And
how much extra, not stressors or pressure, but procedurally, how much extra has this designation put your folks under the pressures of? Are there extra things you have to do, extra documentation that's required? How are you handling the distinction?
Yeah, I mean, I've said it before, I constantly am reminding the organization that, especially with the police department being so active in the community, that we set the example. And so, one of my biggest priorities also is in keeping the organization safe. So we really try to, do every single thing that we can to minimize exposure and to promote safety within the workplace. And, so I would say as of lately, we've kind of returned to a place where we were when I first got here, where our briefings are more spaced out, and we actually do them virtually with the guys kind of attending the Zoom briefing in their cars, which eliminates them all sitting around the table and, passing germs. But we have masks that are now required within the police department, in common areas, unless, you're working in an office with four walls and you're by yourself. I mean, we're trying to respect the health and safety of all of our employees.
So they circle the cars all around you. It's kind of like the old wagon trains. Then you not quite.
Maybe not quite. But all right. Yeah, we're doing the best we can though.
Yeah. Is it when they're on their beats or patrolling? Are they looking for different things, or are the guys and gals still just kind of doing what they do? It's just behind a mask.
I mean, not really COVID related. Our primary mission, all law enforcement's primary mission is to, use the resources that they have to combat crime. I mean, and that really is our priority. So, the COVID related Compliance issues, those are being worked through by the JIC currently. And then starting December 30th, the different municipalities will take jurisdiction of that. So, you know, what that looks like is we'll approach it from a code enforcement angle. And, you know, all the agencies are pretty consistent throughout Humboldt County, whereas we're taking an educational approach and trying to promote, you know, voluntary compliance. So
you will comply. So is the center going to be disbanded, or are you going to have the responsibility for pushing the information out about Fortuna to Fortuna?
Exactly. So, yeah, the responsibility will just transfer essentially to the different jurisdictions. In the case of Fortuna, we've set up a hotline and an email address. We're getting ready to publish that on our social media, and that'll just be the place where, you know, COVID compliance related issues in the city limits will go there instead of the JIC.
So will you then be reporting the cases and the testings and all that stuff for Redwood?
Well,
or is that still handled out of the county?
Yeah, no, that's a different aspect. This is just simply the compliance complaints. For example, you know, somebody...
I saw Jim Bob walking
yes,
in.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
got
to be a pain.
Well,
I mean, you got to do it, but it's got to be a pain.
Yeah, it's definitely an extraordinary burden, but something that, you know, we just all have to do our best to get through this time. So
how does that rank on the scale of what you have to respond to?
Well, again, it's a code enforcement, you know, aspect. It's not really an enforcement aspect. And so, you know, I don't think any of the agencies have the resources to bifurcate what cops are already doing on the streets and center that around COVID-related matters. It's just not realistic.
You were practicing trying to use bifurcate, weren't you?
No. It just flows naturally.
Happened. Oh. Perhaps the public education in the Valley is a little different than it is here on the coast.
I know nothing about that.
I know nothing, yeah. Yeah, you and Sergeant Schultz, right? I know nothing. Yeah.
I have no recollection.
Yeah. the training is more just kind of a renewal or refreshing of some of the protocols associated with this thing then?
Oh, yes. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, just basic stuff, yeah. That's keeps it simple.
It does. Yeah.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long, on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears, and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Casey Day from, okay, Chief Casey.
Casey is fine.
Yeah, no, well, for other people.
Yeah.
I mean, I can read. Okay, ish. New Year's. Typically, New Year's is one of those hold your breath kind of moments for law enforcement and for fire and the hospitals and everybody kind of in that arena. A little bit different this year. Are you going to change your work schedules to accommodate, or is it just going to be a regular Thursday night?
No, I my plan is just to keep things as normal as possible. I mean, we've been very, very, very impressed, and especially through our episodes of Coffee with the Chief and our social media campaign, we've been very proud of just the response to challenges in 2020 by the community. I really think that the city of Fortuna has set a global example for, you know, how folks should, you know, express themselves during challenging times. And so we're
global.
Yeah. I think we've done an excellent job.
All right. Share.
I just, you know, there's so many opportunities to be frustrated during 2020 based on, you know, all of the different shutdowns and the roller coaster rides that accompanied the precautions that were put in place for COVID-19. Obviously, there is economic struggle. There is, an increase probably in crime, especially during the summer months. But I just think that, you know, when you sit back and you look at some of the things that have happened in regards to, elections and COVID response and crime, that Fortuna has done an excellent job as a community in keeping things, in a very normal spot.
Civil?
Yes. Yeah. Extremely civil.
Yeah. You don't hear about too many protests in Fortuna.
No, no.
Oftentimes, maybe in the old days with the lumber.
Yeah.
But since then, not too much. So do you see that as a reflection of the community of Southern Humboldt? Because you're kind of the service area, so to speak, or the retail area for a larger area than just the city limits.
Yeah, I do. I see it as, kind of a standard down there, and it makes me very proud to be the chief in a community in an area where, there is that civility and there is that, kind of humble progress towards just getting through the challenges. And so, I'm just very proud of the community, very proud of the police department and the city infrastructure. And I just look forward to what 2021 has to bring.
What are you hearing coming down the pike? Anything out of either the State Chiefs Association or anything like that that's going to change things? I know there's not a lot of law changes going into effect later this week, but as far as procedural or what the expectations are or reporting, that kind of the behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah, no, not in particular. I can tell you one of the most recent things that I've worked on is the agency compliance with California Commission on Peace Officer Standard and Training, which just goes back to the presidential executive.
Your definition of Sacramento love.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it just goes back to the presidential's executive order on safe policing. And so I'm proud to say that, Fortuna is on that list of agencies. So,
cool.
Yeah. So we're pretty proud of that. And, but that was one of the.
Did you get a proclamation or something to hang on the wall?
I think I got an email. So,
Does that make the heart go pitter-patter?
Yeah. But, it's just about, a feeling of, kind of getting through to get to a spot where, we've been through our policies and we have, done everything to be compliant. It's a good feeling.
Yeah, well, not having to look over your shoulder always is, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
It's makes life a little bit simpler.
It does. I like simple.
Have you been able to figure out ways to take a little bit of breath or for the department to be able just to kind of every once in a while?
Yeah, that was my big push going into the holidays starting around Thanksgiving. And I just felt like, and I had this conversation with many of the employees that since my arrival in July that everybody had just stepped up and, been working long days and accomplishing a lot of different things. And, we were just kind of going 100 miles an hour towards that goal, which, it's not a bad goal to have, to tread water, I think would be a mistake. And, you want that progression. So starting around Thanksgiving, that was really my push, was to, kind of slow down. And we basically suspended Coffee with the Chief in December, which is a production that we do monthly.
I heard it was eggnog with the sergeant during Christmas. No?
That's a good idea, though. Maybe we'll take that into next year. But, yeah, we have slowed down. And, obviously we've been even slower with the closure of our lobby due to COVID. And so I think it's helped re-energize the members of the organization.
Just every once in a while a chance to reflect. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, because I think a lot of times, you just get caught up in the response.
You do.
The data, boom, 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 and you're going, and then you still have got the regular pressures also.
You do.
The societal and cultural. How are the restaurants reacting when you guys go up and down the street?
I know it's difficult for the restaurants and also for, some of the fitness centers, the gyms. But, I think we're doing a great job in the community with the response. And, you know, the city's doing everything they possibly can with encroachment permits and other things to help out. So
make it as easy as possible for as many as possible. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. It's the rest of this week. KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:30.
Hey, community. Times are rough right now. Retail shops may be closing, but the bulk flower market is still open and moving fast. We here at Bayer can help turn your flower harvest into cash today. Call Bayer Extraction House at 707-693-2222. That's 707-693-2222. Don't miss out. It is time to sell. Bayer Extraction House, your flower selling powerhouse.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time, 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Fortuna Police Chief Casey Day. Talk shop presented by CDH Painting, Redeck, Humboldt Termite and Pest Control, Murphy's Markets, and Baywood Golf and Country Club. Casey, 6 months. You know, it's kind of it's one of those demarcation points. Mm-hmm. You know, first week, yeah. Okay, first month, 6 months, year, 5, 10, and then you're off to the races. I guess for the first 6 months, surprises. Pleasant surprises. What would be your top couple?
You know, obviously it was foreign to me coming from Shasta, the Shasta County law enforcement community into the Humboldt County law enforcement community. Just seeing the way the allied agencies work together, the collaboration, the staff in its entirety at Fortuna Police Department and the city staff. I mean, it's just been a wonderful transition for me. It has made the transition even simpler that there is so much collaboration that's already in place. That was a big deal where I came from, and that's how things get done, essentially.
So the Valley is cohesive also.
Oh, very much so. Yeah, very much so. And so just to see that in place here, again, I think has been the biggest surprise and the biggest element in the success thus far.
So if that was one of the surprises inside law enforcement, what about outside law enforcement?
Just, you know, like, I think the biggest thing was the type of people, especially just speaking specifically about the city of Fortuna. I mean, you know, different places, there's always cultural differences in the way that, you know, people just interact with each other. In its simplest terms, and I feel like, you know, in a lot of ways, I never left where I came from, just because it's like-minded people. And so I think that was, you know, I had heard that Fortuna was more on the conservative side, and I think that resonates, you know, significantly with Shasta County as a whole. So, again, it was something that made the transition easier for me, because there wasn't such a culture shock when I got there.
Not like that wild card called Eureka, huh?
I don't know anything about that.
Boy, you know, I wonder if you've got a cutout of Hogan's Heroes somewhere in the office. So if that's kind of what you experienced a little bit, what about the difference, the geographic, you know, the coast, the fog, that kind of stuff, hot days being defined as in the 70s?
Yeah, well, my wife said I can't say it anymore. I guess I said it too much when I got here, but I was pretty happy about it. I mean, you know, it's really nice to, you know, be at the end of the day and not have your uniform completely, you know, soaked with sweat. I mean, it's been very nice and refreshing and crisp, and the days are just very beautiful and nice, and I think my blood pressure has come down considerably just living near the ocean, so I'm very happy with it.
Now, what about the family's response to the area? Are they kind of starting to feel part of the community?
Yeah, I mean, we just basically got the family back under the same roof after, you know, 4 or 5 months, and we're able to celebrate the holidays together. And I think that was important because we kind of had a date earmarked or a line for the transition. But, you know, everybody is very happy and feeling at home here on the coast. And obviously, it's nice for us because we're outdoor people anyway. And so we're doing a lot of that stuff, horseback riding and trips to the beach. And it has been a little crisp since the winter months have hit, but we're dealing with it.
Yeah, but we don't get snow here.
Exactly.
You don't have to worry about that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Horses and snow. I know it's supposed to be picturesque, but
yep.
No chance.
Yep.
You fall off a horse and you land in snow. That's not a good day.
No, it's not a good day. Falling off a horse any day is not a good day.
Well, yeah. I prefer to think of it as getting off ungracefully.
There you go.
Yeah.
a bumpy dismount.
Yeah, yeah. Might look like I'm in trouble. Oh, what about some of the challenges? Yeah, I'm sure during the recruiting process, everybody's happy to get all your lunches taken care of and your dinners and glad to see you. And this is a lovely town. And no town's a lovely town. You got good times and you've got challenging times. Mm-hmm. What were some of the surprise challenges you kind of encountered that you weren't expecting?
I don't think any of the challenges were unexpected. And it's really hard for me to put a finger on that right now. I think I'm still new enough and fresh enough in the first 6 months that significant challenges really haven't been come to bear at this point yet. The culture is good in the organization. The culture is good in the community. And I really don't have anything negative to say at this point. I mean, the relationships with the businesses are going well. And certainly if I did, I would speak to it. That's just the type of person that I am. But just very thankful for what was in place and the transition and the ease of the transition, and things are going good.
I would suspect, criminal justice term, that...
Well played, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That having merit as a new city manager or relatively new city manager has helped because there's a little bit of sympathy of what's going on rather than somebody who'd been there for 10 or 12 years. Okay, it's their culture, everything's rolling the way that they want to, and now you have to adjust to them, and there's less memory of what it was like to be the new kid.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Merritt Perry, the relationship between the city manager and I since I've got here has just continued to blossom. He is very, very helpful on a number of platforms, and I just really appreciate the relationship there.
Did he get to go to your party?
You know, he didn't come to the virtual party, no. I think he had his own plans.
May not be as tight as you think.
Maybe not.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:41.
Redwood Region Economic Development Commission wants you to know that local economic development agencies, business resource organizations, financial institutions, and jurisdictions are working together to provide resources for the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to northcoastsbdc.org or call the OES Business Hotline at 268-2527. 268-2527.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:46. We're back talking shop this morning with Casey Day. Next 6 months, you said no challenges. Well, you came in after the budget.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now the smile disappears. Budget time, always a challenge, regardless of whether it's a positive or a negative cash flow kind of a year. What are you anticipating going through that process? Are you going to have to try to back yourself out of the day-to-day? Or is this just become a plugged-into part of your day-to-day?
I think it's a plugged-in part of the day-to-day. I'm looking forward to actually being a part of the planning process this year. Obviously, coming in July, that would have been post-budgetary prep. So, obviously, you know, there's things that I've earmarked and made side notes of that I think we can do a better job. But again, very thankful for, the county public tax and the city tax, public safety tax that really does help us quite a bit with positions and programs. I know we wouldn't be where we're at with, our two detectives and, our code compliance officer without, the Measure E. And then also the county tax that funds some of our positions.
Now, that has, have you started to see or realize some of the revenues from the tax that was voted in the fall?
Are you talking about the transition of Measure E?
Yes.
Well, so that's fairly new, but we continue to, you know, meet with the Measure E committee. And, you know, this last time that we did that, it was basically just a presentation of, you know, how those funds had been spent and, you know, what the community has really gotten from all the different departments. So, you know, you talk police or public safety, but, you know, so many of those funds are also devoted to other city programs, parks being an example, or public works being another. So we're not quite to the point where we are planning for the next fiscal year, but we have just reviewed, you know, where those funds were spent most recently.
Now, will they give you an indication of an approximate pool of money that then you can either incorporate into the operational side or one-time purchases?
Yeah, normally they're earmarked for certain specific things. So
not a budget item.
Well, so
or a line item, but a specific utilization?
A utilization which will be incorporated into the budget. So, like, for example, you might talk about the canine program. And
so would they say canine or would they say German Shepherd or doghouse?
Canine program, yeah.
Okay, so they're not really that granular.
Right.
A little bit of flexibility.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. You liked the doghouse thing, though, huh?
I did. I thought it was funny.
Jeez, you know, so I got a good pun in and got a laugh out of it. You another did. One, too. Okay.
Always well played.
Must be time for the show to end. Well, hopefully New Year's Eve will be a normal eve, and you won't be called out, and you won't have to do anything, and you can spend it like regular people do.
That's my desire going forward.
Yeah, that's right. Well, turn off your cell phone. It'll work.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming by, bud.
All right.
See everybody tomorrow.